York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry? It is the teachers' union turning our kids' brains to mush. If kids aren't learning in first grade, they're bound to grow up underpaid. So don't blame NAFTA, GATT, or CAFTA, Clinton, Bush, or Bush. From Pittsburgh out to Old Motown, the factories have all shut down, replaced by sweatshops overseas where the kids all have advanced degrees. So I asked my gramps about the time he worked out on the factory line and earned a decent wage. I guess the schools were better then. He said half the guys that I recall, they didn't graduate at all, although in many ways I'd call them educated men. It didn't take a PhD to learn our solidarity. We won those wages struggling hard and carrying a union card. I said okay, but that was then. Now your factory's in Shenzhen. We're losing ground, we can't compete with workers over there. He said, you won't win until you see what is your real class enemy and join in the struggle arm in arm with workers everywhere. I know that's harder done than said, don't envy you the fight ahead, but I'm glad you've got a teacher who knows what a strong union can do. So when the New York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry, you tell them that we won't let them divide us anymore. We're settling for nothing less than bread and roses, art and rest, and schools and jobs for everyone from